Hi guys, how you doing? Welcome back to the Brown Girl Coalition. It's your girl Blessing Palmer. I'm here again to give you some of that brain juice. I'm here to give you some of that knowledge and all that, you know, as far as I know. Anyways, straight to the point. Earlier this week, I posted like a quote, something I wrote about, actually word for word, it went, real friends want to see you do well, and I put in bracket, but not better than them. And then I also wrote, that doesn't make them any less real. Okay, I'll say that again. Real friends want to see you do well, but not better than them, but that doesn't make them any less real. So, I got a lot of messages back, like, you know, it was kind of mixed. It was like, some people's like, you know, what does that mean? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, that's some bullshit. A real friend would, like, you know, that's basically just hating. And, you know, real friends don't hate on their real friends. Do you know what I mean? So a lot of people was just like, you know, you can't actually not want to see your friend do better than them because from when you start saying, oh, you know, why is this person doing better than me? That just, you know, equals to you hating, and that means you're not actually being a real friend. Now, hold up. I had to do the podcast on this because it was just like, yo, there is a difference between a friend who hates because you're doing well and a friend who, you know, doesn't want you to do better than them. So they're two categories. I don't know how I'm going to break this down. It was all good and that before I started recording, but like, you know, once I get on the mic, my mind goes blank. But anyways, I'm gonna try get all this info to you in this segment because I ain't gonna do a part two to this. No, I ain't. Anyways, so it was like, okay, a real friend wants to see you do well, right? Not better than them in the sense that we are friends, which means we're some in some way alike. That's the reason why we can be real friends to each other. My friend coming to me saying, oh yeah, you know, I've achieved this and this and this and that. I want to see them do well. Like, I want to see them do great. But the fact that we're friends means we are both capable of doing these things. So I might be like, yo, bring me. Like, you know what I mean? Why are you achieving all of this and I'm left behind? I don't want to be left behind. You need to bring me because, fam, I need to be on this wavelength with you. I need to be on the same wavelength with you. I'm not going to sit back here, watch you do better than me, and I'm going to chill and take it on my chin. Nah. I'm going to speak with my chest. I'm going to be like, yo, bring me on this. I have a couple of friends who can testify to this. You come at me with any sort of achievement you made, I want to know how I can get on that too. Because I ain't here for them. Now, that's the difference. Because I could have easily been like, oh, shit, okay, yeah, you're doing well. Well, you know, nice, congrats, blah, blah, blah. And then turn around and start hating. You know, get into me like, whoa, look at me. Life is all like, you know, why is my friend doing better than me? Why can't I do this? I'm not seeking help. I ain't trying to get help. I'm just out here hating. I don't want to do well. I'm lazy or whatnot, not, and I'm just out here hating. I'm just upset that you're doing well, but I ain't actually trying to get on your wavelength. I just don't want you to do well. Now, that's the difference. A real friend doesn't want you to do better than them, not in any sense that they're jealous or whatever. It's just that they want to achieve exactly what you're achieving. They want to be on that same wavelength with you to keep you guys friends. If you have a friend that you're doing well better than and they're not even asking these questions, you should be worried. Why would you have a friend that you're telling, listen, I've got this, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, you know, this is happening with me, that's happening with me. Fair enough, they can be like, yeah, you're excelling, I appreciate that, that's fantastic, good on you. But the next thing I would want my friend to do is be like, Blessing, how did you get there? Or what did you do to get you to this level? Because I want to be on that level. Might not be exactly the same, but I want to be up there too. Why would I settle for being lower class when I could be upper class? that's the difference. Let's take that in. Why would you settle? If you have a friend who is your real friend that's achieving all of this, this basically means you are also capable of achieving such things. So why would you sit there and think, oh, she's achieving that, I'm not going to ask any questions because she's going to look at me like, you know, I'm trying to be like, and that's the reason why people stay in the levels that they're at. Because you don't want to ask your friends, how did you get there? Bring me in. Tell me what's up. You'd rather sit back and hate when you could have been enjoying all of this with me. You could have had your own. So being a real friend who don't want to see a friend do better than them is not in the sense of, I don't want to see you do well, period. Which is what most people are about. Which is what most haters are about. They don't want to see you do well, period. Is different from, they don't want to see you do better than them. I want you to progress, because your progression means my progression. Your progression means my progression, because from when you can achieve it, I am your friend means you can bring me to achieving. You can show me the road, vice versa. For example, I have a friend who, like, we're just out here doing our thing. We can be doing our thing together. We can be doing our thing, you know, individually. But I love that she progresses. And she loves that I progress. Because if any way that I can add to your progression, I will do that, hands down. Blink of an eye, I'm there. Fam, you don't even need to ask me. I'll be like, yo, I got this, I got that, I got this through this and that and that. Here's the link, here's the number, here's the this. There's, like, do you know what I mean? I'm not out here to hate. So when she calls me and she's like, oh, I did it. I'm like, girl, I see you shining, but you gonna bring a sister through? Because, like, why are we friends though? Like, I don't get it. Like, yeah. Maybe take first 15 minutes to be like, congratulations and blah, blah, blah. But you best believe the second 15 minutes of that half an hour conversation is like, you need to bring me through. You need to help a sister out. That's the difference between having friends who don't want to see you do well and having friends who don't want to see you do, who want to see you do well but not better than them, compared to having friends. Because some people are just bummed. They don't want to excel. They just don't want you to excel. Having a friend who achieves stuff keeps you on your toes. That's if you're also like-minded, which is another segment I'm going to talk about. You know, hanging around with people that you're like-minded, like, you know, just having people around you who think how you think, who want to achieve what you want to achieve, who set goals like you set goals, who manifest stuff like you manifest stuff, who believe in the law of attraction like you do, who speak positive stuff, who speak positivity into their lives, into your lives, into your children's lives. Not these bum ass bring you down to a level lower than the devil kind of motherfuckers, because I can't stand these people and I don't know why you stand these people. It's just not right. So, if you're one of the people who I directed to this post after you came at me sideways talking about having a friend who don't want to see you better, do better than them, means you've got a hater and that doesn't mean they're real and blah, 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 blah. I hope I've been able to break this down to you, because, you know, y'all needed some education. And I gave you some of that brain juice this morning. So, yeah, that's literally what it is. Surround yourself with people who keep you motivated. Surround yourself with people who do better and make you want to wake up and be like, yo, I want to do better too. Like, we're like-minded, we're alike, we're the same age, we're the same, whatever it is that links you guys together, that makes you guys friends, whatever that is, which means if you're able to achieve so-and-so, I should be able to achieve that too. And if I'm not gunning for that position, then why the fuck are we friends? Why the fuck do you surround yourself with that kind of person if you're not going to be, you know, aspiring to do as well as they're doing or even better? It keeps you on your toes. So no, you're not a hater because you don't want to see your friend doing better than you. So long as you want to see them do well, you want to see them do great, just so they can bring you up onto their level. You want to see them do great and you want to hate on them because they're doing great,
not hate on them in that aspect, but you want to dream about it. You want to sit there and think, why is she doing good? How did she get there? How did she blah, blah, blah? Be sure to ask them, because, you know, you just sitting down there, not asking them how they did well, and you just trying to, you know, establish the reasons why, or go around in circles and not directly asking them, girl, bring me on. There's two different things. Do you know what I mean? Don't be a hater, but please aspire to do better. Aspire to be on the level that your friends are on. You know, let that keep you up at night. The fact that your friend was able to do this, let that keep you up at night. Because you know what that's going to do? That's going to make you sit your ass up and get shit done. Period. So yeah, that's what it was. So I'm going to say the post again. The post was, real friends want to see you do well, but not better than them. And that doesn't make them any less real. So I hope I've been able to give you some sort of knowledge this morning. Feel free to email me, message me, whatever. I only have a private email right now, so I don't really have one for this podcast stuff. I'm actually create one because, you know, if you feel like you want to email and whatnot. This is new to me. I'm just starting off with this, but yeah, I'm gonna have all that communication, all that social media stuff going on for this Brown Girl Coalition business. But until then, you know, keep your head up, manifest, believe in the law of attraction, speak positivity into your life and your life of your children, your friends, and blah blah blah. And you know, just live your best fucking life. Like, just live your best fucking life. That's all I've got to say this morning. You've been listening to your girl Blessing Palmer, and I will catch you on the other side. Thank you.